Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. You know, today we're going someplace you probably think you know pretty well.
Right.
The public library.
Yep.
But believe me, there is way more to it than meets the eye.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you start to think about the internet.
Yeah.
So we are going to explore how libraries balance serving their communities.
Okay.
With this whole wild world of information and misinformation
for sure.
That comes with being online.
It's a fascinating challenge.
It is.
And one that I think libraries are constantly grappling with.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, to break this all down, we've got two key sources.
Okay.
So we've got the Illinois State Library Policy Fundamentals, which is like the rule book for how libraries operate.
Uh-huh.
And then a sample internet policy from the OWLS resource website.
Got it.
Which gives us a real world look at how one library is tackling these issues.
Oh.
Now, when we think about decision making at a library, it's easy to just assume that the librarian calls the shots.
Right.
But it's actually more complex than that, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Illinois document outlines a really interesting dynamic between the library board and the librarian.
I see.
The board is responsible for setting the overall direction. You know, like what kind of library they want to be.
Yeah.
What services they should offer, that sort of thing.
Okay.
But they don't get involved in the day-to-day.
Right. So the board sets the big picture vision.
Exactly.
But the librarian is the one who actually makes it happen.
Exactly. On the ground.
Yeah. The librarian manages the staff, oversees the collection, and makes sure that the library is running smoothly and meeting the needs of the community.
Big job.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And it requires a lot of expertise.
That makes sense. But if the board sets the direction and the librarian runs the show, where do those responsibilities intersect?
That's a good question.
The Illinois document mentions something called joint responsibility.
Uh-huh.
That's a key concept.
Okay.
Because it highlights the need for collaboration.
Okay.
The board and the librarian have to work together on things like, you know, developing the budget, planning community outreach programs.
Okay.
And navigating the legal complexities of running a library.
Right.
Especially in the digital age.
Makes sense. Okay. So I'm starting to see how this balancing act works.
Uh-huh.
But the Illinois document also mentioned something that I thought was super interesting.
Okay.
The librarian is required to attend all board meetings.
Okay.
Except for ones where their own salary is being discussed.
Right.
What is the thinking behind that?
Well, it's all about transparency and avoiding conflicts of interest.
Okay.
By excluding the librarian from those specific discussions,
The
board ensures that decisions about the librarian's compensation are made objectively.
I see.
And without any undue influence.
Okay.
It protects both the librarian and the integrity of the process.
That's a really smart safeguard. It shows a real commitment to fairness.
Right.
And accountability.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now that we have a better understanding of the power dynamics at play here,
let's
dive into the main event.
Okay.
The internet.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a game changer for libraries.
Oh, yeah.
But it also comes with a whole new set of challenges, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The internet is an incredible resource,
sure,
but it's also a vast and often unfiltered space with content that can be, you know, offensive, inaccurate, or even harmful.
Right.
And libraries are committed to providing open access to information, but they also have a responsibility to protect their patrons.
Of course.
Especially children.
Right.
From potentially harmful content.
It's a real tightrope walk.
It is.
And this tension is actually highlighted in the sample internet policy we have from OWLS.
Okay.
There's a line that states, "The library will not censor access to material nor protect users from offensive information."
Right.
That's a pretty bold statement.
It is.
So what are the implications of that for a library?
It was a powerful statement that underscores the library's deep commitment to intellectual freedom.
Okay.
They're saying that they trust their patrons to make their own judgments about the information they encounter online, even if it might be considered controversial or offensive.
So it's about empowering individuals to make their own choices.
Right.
But also acknowledging that the library can't act as a filter for the entire internet.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's important to remember that this doesn't mean anything goes.
Right.
Libraries still have a responsibility to create a safe and respectful environment within their physical space.
Right.
And that means setting clear guidelines for acceptable internet use.
So they're not trying to police the internet itself.
Correct.
But they are trying to create a responsible and respectful atmosphere
exactly
in the library.
Yeah. And they have to balance that
okay.
with the practicalities of managing internet access, like protecting their computers
mm-hmm.
from viruses and malware.
Right.
And ensuring that everyone has fair access
oh, right.
to a limited number of computers.
I remember when you used to have to sign up for time slots,
uh-huh.
use the computers because demand was so high.
Yep.
Is that still a common practice?
It is in many libraries.
Okay.
Especially in areas where computer access is limited.
I see.
The sample internet policy we have actually mentions 30-minute sessions on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay.
It's a way of ensuring that everyone gets a chance to use the resources.
It's a good reminder that even in the digital age,
yeah.
resources are still finite.
Yes.
And libraries have to manage them carefully.
For sure.
So how do they create those guidelines for responsible use?
Well,
what kind of rules do they typically put in place?
The sample policy gives us some great examples.
Okay.
One that stood out to me is the rule about not incurring any costs for the library through internet use.
I'm curious about that one.
Yeah.
What sorts of activities fall under that rule?
Oh, it could be anything from downloading paid software
okay.
or music to accidentally clicking on a link that generates a charge.
I see.
It also covers things like using the library's internet connection for commercial purposes or trying to make money off of it.
Right. So it's about protecting.
It's about protecting the library's financial resources.
Well, yeah. They often operate on tight budgets.
Yeah.
So they have to be mindful of those kinds of things. It's kind of like using your work computer.
Right.
For personal business.
That's a good analogy.
There are boundaries.
Yeah, it's about respecting the library's resources and using them for their intended purpose.
Something else that caught my eye in the sample policy
mm-hmm.
was the emphasis on parental responsibility.
Yeah.
For minors using the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It specifically states that anyone under 18 needs a parent or guardian to sign an agreement before they can go online.
Okay.
Why is that such a crucial point?
Well, it all comes down to recognizing that children are particularly vulnerable online. Libraries can't be expected to act as parents.
Of course.
But they do have a responsibility to acknowledge that children need guidance and supervision when navigating the internet.
Yeah.
By requiring parental consent.
Uh-huh.
They're sharing that responsibility.
Okay.
And making sure that parents are aware of the potential risks.
Yeah.
And are involved in their children's online activities.
It's interesting because on one hand, libraries are champions of open access to information.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they have to acknowledge the need for boundaries, especially when it comes to protecting children.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they strike that balance, especially when it comes to potentially controversial or offensive content?
That's a question that libraries across the country are grappling with.
Right.
And there's no easy answer.
It seems like it would require a lot of nuance.
Absolutely.
And careful consideration, especially in light of the library's commitment to intellectual freedom.
Definitely.
Yeah. And this leads us to a really important question. How has the internet in general changed the role of libraries?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean for their future?
That's a great question.
It is.
And one that deserves a deep dive of its own.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
But before we jump into that,
okay.
let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far
okay.
about this complex world of library policies
mm-hmm.
and the challenges of navigating the internet age.
It's a fascinating
yeah.
and constantly evolving landscape.
It is.
And one that I think we'll be exploring for quite some time.
For sure. So we've been talking about all the challenges libraries face
right.
in providing internet access.
Yeah.
But it really makes me wonder, like, how has the internet
uh-huh.
as a whole, like, changed what it means to even be a library in the first place?
Yeah, it's definitely not just about
right.
bookshelves and Dewey Decimal systems anymore.
Right.
The internet has forced libraries to evolve
uh-huh.
in so many ways. And in doing so, they've actually expanded their uh-huh. role in the community.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by expanded their role?
Well,
I mean, they were always community hubs, right?
They were, but the internet has changed the nature of community needs.
Okay.
Think yeah. about it. Access to information
uh-huh.
isn't just about physical books anymore.
Right.
It's about digital literacy, being able to navigate the online world effectively.
Okay.
Knowing how to find reliable information.
Right.
And even just having the basic skills
yeah.
to
yeah.
use a computer.
And we even saw that reflected in the sample internet policy,
mm-hmm.
which mentioned email access as a service.
Okay.
That wouldn't have been on anyone's radar a few decades ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Libraries have become these centers for digital literacy,
uh-huh.
offering computer classes, online resources, and even assistance with things like job applications and government services.
Right.
All of which require internet access.
Yeah.
And a certain level of digital savvy.
So they're not just providing access to information.
Right.
They're providing access to the tools and the skills that people need.
Yes.
To use that information effectively.
Yeah. It's like they're leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
In the digital age.
That's a great way to put it.
They're bridging what's often called the digital divide, which refers to the gap between those who have access to technology and those who don't.
Okay.
And this divide has real-world consequences impacting everything from education and employment opportunities to access to healthcare and civic participation.
I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah.
It's not just about convenience or staying up to date.
Right.
It's about fundamental access
to
opportunities and resources.
Exactly. And libraries are on the front lines of this issue.
Okay.
Working to make sure that everyone in their community has the skills and resources they need to succeed in a digital world, regardless of their income, age, or background.
It makes you realize that libraries are more relevant than ever.
Oh, for sure.
Even, or maybe especially in the digital age.
I think so.
They're evolving and adapting to meet the needs of their communities in ways that most people don't even realize.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this constant evolution raises a really intriguing question.
Oh, okay.
What might the future hold for libraries?
Right.
What will they look like in 10, 20, even 50 years?
That's a big question.
It is.
It's hard to predict what technology will bring.
Sure.
But it seems safe to say that libraries will continue to be at the forefront of innovation.
Okay.
Finding new and creative ways to serve their communities.
I completely agree.
If we look at the trends, we can see some exciting possibilities.
This is.
For example, we might see libraries offering even more virtual programming.
Oh.
Like online workshops, author talks, and even virtual reality experiences.
Wow.
Imagine being able to put on a VR headset at your local library and take a virtual tour of ancient Rome.
Yeah.
Or explore the human body from the inside out.
That would be amazing.
Right.
It would make learning so much more engaging and immersive. But what about the human element?
Yeah.
Will librarians still be relevant in this hyper-digital future?
I think so.
I mean, will we still need them if so much information is available online?
That's a question I hear a lot.
Yeah.
And my answer is a resounding yes.
Okay.
In fact, I think the role of the librarian will become even more important in the future.
Okay.
As information becomes increasingly complex and abundant, people will need guidance and support in navigating it.
Makes sense.
They'll need help evaluating sources,
right?
Separating fact from fiction, and making sense of it all.
So librarians will become like information navigators, helping us find our way through this ever-expanding digital landscape.
They have the expertise, the training, and the passion to help people make sense of the information overload we're all facing.
Right.
They can teach how to think critically, how to evaluate sources, and how to be responsible consumers of information.
And let's not forget, they're also incredibly skilled at connecting people.
Yes.
With the resources they need, whether it's a specific book, a research database, or a community program.
Exactly.
They're like human search engines, but with a heart.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
They combine their knowledge of information resources with their understanding of community needs to make those vital connections.
Okay, so we've explored the power dynamics within libraries, the challenges of providing internet access, the evolving role of libraries in the digital age, and even gotten a glimpse into what the future might hold. It's been a pretty fascinating journey.
It has.
And I feel like I have a much deeper appreciation for everything libraries do.
Me too. And I think that's one of the key takeaways here.
Yeah.
Libraries are so much more than just repositories of books.
Right.
They're vital community resources that are constantly adapting and evolving to meet the needs of the people they serve.
And they're doing all of this while navigating some really complex and sometimes even controversial issues.
For sure.
We touched on this earlier when we were discussing the library's commitment to intellectual freedom and the challenges of balancing that with the need to protect children from harmful content. It's a delicate balance.
It is.
And one that requires a lot of thoughtful consideration.
It does. And there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
Each community has its own unique set of values and priorities.
Uh-huh.
And libraries have to be responsive to those needs.
Yeah.
While also upholding their core principles.
Makes sense.
It's a constant process of dialogue, adaptation, and evolution.
It makes me wonder, could libraries actually play a role in shaping the future of the internet itself?
That's interesting.
We've talked about how they're adapting to the digital world. But what if they could actually influence its direction?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
And one that I think deserves further exploration.
It does.
Could libraries be the key to making the internet a more equitable, accessible, and informative space?
Right.
For everyone. Perhaps that's a conversation.
Yeah.
For another deep dive.
I'm already intrigued.
Okay.
But before we get ahead of ourselves,
okay,
let's wrap up this deep dive
right.
with some final thoughts
okay.
for our listeners.
I think the biggest takeaway is that libraries are truly remarkable institutions.
Mm-hmm.
They're more than just buildings full of books.
Right.
They're community hubs, centers for learning,
yeah.
and gateways to the digital world.
Yeah.
They're places where everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
Regardless of their background or beliefs.
And they're constantly evolving to meet the needs of their communities.
Yes.
While also staying true to their core values
mm-hmm.
of intellectual freedom, access to information, mm-hmm. and service to the public good.
It's inspiring to see how they're embracing the challenges and opportunities
yeah.
of the digital age.
For sure.
And I'm excited to see what the future holds for them.
As am I. So the next time you find yourself at your local library,
okay.
take a moment to look around yeah. and really appreciate all that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the resources they provide, the services they offer,
right.
and the values they stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even ask yourself,
yeah.
how can I support their mission?
Right.
Because strong libraries make for strong communities.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder that thought.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us
Craig.
On this deep dive into the amazing world of public libraries.
Until next time. So we ended on a pretty thought-provoking question.
Uh-huh.
Could libraries actually help shape the future of the internet?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a tall order.
All right.
But the more I think about it,
yeah.
the more I see how it could be possible.
Yeah, it's a bold idea.
It is.
But it makes sense when you consider what libraries already do.
Right.
They've always been champions of access to information
yeah.
and defenders of intellectual freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And those principles are more important than ever in the digital age.
That's a great point. But the internet is this vast, sprawling,
it is.
Often chaotic space.
Yeah.
How could libraries, even with all their expertise
mm-hmm.
and dedication,
right.
possibly have a meaningful impact on something so huge and complex?
It might seem daunting.
Yeah.
But I think it starts with the same principles that have always guided libraries.
Okay.
Education, empowerment, and community.
Okay.
We've already talked about how libraries are becoming these centers
uh-huh.
for digital literacy.
Yeah.
Teaching people the skills they need to navigate
right.
the online world effectively.
Things like how to evaluate sources.
Exactly.
How to protect your privacy.
Yes.
How to recognize and avoid misinformation.
Right. And those are just the basics. Right. Libraries could expand those programs even further.
Okay.
Offering workshops on media literacy, data privacy,
uh-huh.
responsible social media, use even coding and web design.
Wow.
Imagine if every library in the country became a hub for digital citizenship.
Okay.
Empowering people to not just consume information online,
mm-hmm.
but to create it,
yeah.
share it, and engage with it
yeah.
in a thoughtful and responsible way.
That's a powerful vision.
It is.
But education alone can't change the internet.
Right.
There are systemic issues too, like the digital divide we talked about
yeah.
and the growing influence of tech giants
mm-hmm.
who often prioritize profit over the public good.
Absolutely. And that's where the library's role
okay.
as a community advocate comes in.
I see.
They're already deeply embedded in their communities,
mm-hmm.
working with local organizations,
yeah.
government agencies,
yeah.
and even businesses to address local needs.
Right.
They could leverage those relationships
okay.
to advocate for policies that promote a more equitable and accessible internet for everyone.
So things like pushing for affordable broadband access, exactly
yes.
supporting net neutrality.
Yes.
And holding tech companies accountable for ethical algorithms
mm-hmm.
and data privacy practices.
It's almost like librarians
yeah.
could become these digital activists
yeah.
fighting for a better internet for everyone.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Because they're uniquely positioned to do it.
I think so.
They're trusted institutions.
Mm-hmm.
They have a deep understanding of information access
right.
and its importance.
Yeah.
And they're not afraid to speak truth to power.
Absolutely.
They've been doing it for centuries.
Uh-huh.
Defending the freedom to read and access information,
mm-hmm.
even when it's been unpopular or controversial.
It's inspiring to think.
It is.
About the potential impact they could have.
It's not about controlling the internet.
Right.
It's about shaping it.
Yeah.
Guiding it towards a future where it truly serves humanity,
mm-hmm.
where everyone has the opportunity to participate, learn, and connect
yes.
in a meaningful way.
That's a vision worth fighting for.
It is.
And I think libraries are up to the challenge.
I think so, too.
They have the knowledge, the passion, and the commitment
mm-hmm.
to make a real difference.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
We've gone from the inner workings of library governance
mm-hmm.
to the front lines of the digital age
mm-hmm.
and even glimpsed into a future where libraries could play a pivotal role
right.
in shaping the internet itself.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It has.
And I hope our listeners have come away
yeah.
with a renewed appreciation for the vital role libraries play.
I think they have.
In our communities.
I know. I know.
And the incredible potential they hold for the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So next time you find yourself at your local library.
Okay.
Take a moment to look around and really appreciate all that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the resources they provide, the services they offer, and the values they stand for.
Right.
And maybe even ask yourself, how can I be a part of their story?
Right.
How can I help them build that future where the internet truly serves humanity?
Because the future of libraries
yeah.
is the future of our communities and ultimately the future of information itself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep supporting your local library.